Hello, and welcome back to Soul Speak. I'm Meg Michelson. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me. In today's episode, I'd like to talk about discomfort, how we respond to it, react to it, how we live with it, how we avoid it or try to, and how this connects to our mind, our soul, our physical body in healthy and unhealthy ways. So let's talk about how we deal with discomfort and perhaps come up with some healthier options. Now, the times we are in and we've been in for multiple years and it's going to continue have brought so much discomfort for so many people. Discomfort that things are not working as they hoped. Discomfort that they don't have the answers they're seeking. Discomfort because they might not understand why something happened the way it did. Discomfort because someone won't talk to them or deal with something that's not feeling right. Discomfort that they don't feel empowered enough to have the conversation with someone, and instead they hold it in. There are so many ways we all feel discomfort. It is a part of life. Discomfort, of course, though, is a passing energy. You know, sometimes we feel it so strongly and then it passes because, oh, we get busy with something or we have to do something else or the phone rings. And then it comes back, of course, because we're triggered or we're in a place of stillness or something just shifts. And we go back into feeling that feeling of either anger or bewilderment or anxiety, all those things that discomfort can bring up. No, discomfort's real. It's always going to be part of our human existence, always. Regardless of how much work we have or have not done, we will all still have this throughout our lives in various ways, various times. It's an energy, it's an emotion. You know, like anger, we're going to have that too. Anger and discomfort are asking us to look at what we need to change. In order to make the change to bring the peace, we're being asked to face whatever we have been too uncomfortable with. And so we've let it go, we've stuffed it, we've put it away, yet it's still there, it's still part of our reality, it's still affecting us in sometimes many ways. And then we maybe become ready to deal with it. You know, as I said earlier, discomfort can do a number on our mind and our emotions, our physical body, and our connection to spirit. It causes us to stay frozen or run. It causes us to become a bully, perhaps, or feel the opposite and go into victim. It causes us to want to fix things and then become so anxious, we might just become then irritable at other people. And at the end of the day, if we allow ourselves to sit with it and begin to get comfortable with the discomfort, we can grow in exponential ways. We can grow in incredible ways. We can become healthier risk takers. We can become healthier communicators. We can become so much more confident in our own abilities. You know, it's essential. It is an essential and also an incredible emotion that can lead us to what we are destined to learn and become in this lifetime truly. We just want to allow ourselves to not run from it. The emotional mental part of that, you know, how does that work with the energy of our mental mind and our emotional body? When our mind and then our emotions or the emotions and the mind start to go over and over with that uncomfortable thing, whatever it is, we might either start to feel the loss of control and become anxious. Our breathing speeds up. We might feel irritable, get crabby to self and others, drive erratically, throw things around. Maybe we start over helping others when we're in that energy of discomfort. We run towards an addictive behavior pattern, perhaps. Stay too busy. Focus too much on external pleasures. There's an archetype called the pleasure seeker. And years ago, I was struggling with some unresolved issues with a man I was dating, and it was time to end things. When we were ending things, he said he just did not want to feel that pain. So the next day he told me he had spent the night, I don't know how much of the night, but the night on a video game that he loved, a racing game. And the great thing is, though, that he recognized this mental escape. He recognized it. He named it. He realized it maybe wasn't the healthiest pattern. What he did with it, I don't know. But we recognize it, and then we can move through it, possibly, right? Now, we all need those emotional and mental escapes at times. We do. We're not supposed to just sit and think of the stress, sit and think of the problem, sit and think of the discomfort. That's not what this is about. And hopefully, we all seek pleasure in some ways. Hopefully, we all have some hobbies or something that we are allowing ourselves to give a mental and emotional break from and connect with those healthier mental and emotional mindsets. But in the shadow, we are doing it to escape and not coming back to deal with the problem, not coming back to allow the healing and the growth. If we use a healthy pleasure-seeking pastime or helping others or being really productive or watching a television show or jumping on the treadmill or having a conversation with a friend, if we use those healthy pleasure-seeking pastimes as a break-free moment, it's healthy. It's when we continue that pattern, continue it, and we're not stopping it. We're not going back to address the problem. Now we're in shadow. Now it really does a number on our disconnection from our body, our mind, and our spirit, and leads to long-term problems in relationships, in your connection to your higher self, in your connection to calming the mind, and really allowing ourselves to be open to solutions, healthy solutions. Another person I've been working with recognized a pattern they held in parenting. They wanted to help their child every time the child felt discomfort with whatever, a test at school, a friend problem, anything that brought that child into a state of anxiousness or worry or stress. And she realized after a while, instead of trying to solve the kid's problem so fast, she started to step back and notice her own discomfort. Let her child have the discomfort. That was big because it causes the stress in the chest, you know, when we're uncomfortable. Letting the child have their discomfort, knowing that we want to fix other people's stuff because we do not like how we feel. It feels uncomfortable sometimes to be around someone else's discomfort. So we want to fix it. And then we're band-aiding, and then we're creating more problems. You know, remember a few episodes talked about pain and suffering are part of life. How we deal with it is up to us, and we always have choices. What are some physical ways this discomfort can manifest? Recently, I was speaking with a young mom at Well House, and she was talking to me about some issues going on with her. And one of the things was she really is struggling with her mom. Her mom verbalizes her displeasure with judgmental words regarding how this young woman's house isn't always clean. So her mom visits and tries to help her clean it and gets her nervous. And the mom is nervous whenever she comes to visit because the mom is uncomfortable with the messy house. And so she's trying to fix it for her daughter. Now think of all the stories we go into when we are like that mom of the mom who walks in, sees the messy house and is trying to clean it, thinking she's helping. And yet all she's doing is disempowering her daughter. This woman stopped liking her mom to come and visit because she does not want her mom to help her. She just wants her mom to visit with her. She also wishes her mom would stop reminding her how messy she thinks that house is. The situation was ongoing. I think it still is ongoing, possibly. And it's so uncomfortable for her, this young woman. However, the discomfort is just sitting in her thoughts and in her physical body. She hadn't yet felt strong enough or aware enough or allowed the answers to come. How could she deal with this in a healthier way? As she spoke about it, she felt the tightness in her throat, even just speaking about it to me, and in her jaw, and her stomach started to feel uncomfortable. And then she felt sadness in her chest because she felt the disempowerment around it. Now think about this. Does she really not want help? Because what's happening is she's feeling shame because her mom is offering help, but in a way that's causing this young woman to feel less than. Whether or not the mom means to, it is not being offered in a way that is empowering her daughter, but it's disempowering her daughter. So of course, there's two issues here, right? One is the young woman has gotten to the place that she does not like to receive help. It makes her feel weak. It makes her feel disempowered. Not only is her throat tight, her left hip is also often in pain. Why? Because that's the feminine side. That's our receiving side of our body. She's doing too much on her own because it is too uncomfortable to ask for help. That pattern started at home. And if she allows herself to sit with the discomfort and not ignore it, her body-mind-spirit connection might help her find healthier ways. That's what our body-mind-spirit connection can do, give us those ahas. Healthier ways to accept help. Healthier ways so she can communicate with her mom. So the criticism is not forthcoming. You know, she might gently tell her mom that the way her mom is speaking to her is hurting her. And then she might ask for what she needs. She might learn how to ask her mom or other people. It is okay to receive help. It is okay. We just have to figure out by allowing how we can do it in a way that's comfortable for us. But of course, it's not always comfortable at first. You got to walk through the discomfort. So pay attention to the physical body symptoms. They're always giving us messages. There was a younger man I was working with, and he was starting to date a new person, and he felt the discomfort of, wow, I really like her, and what if I run now? Because my past pattern would be to find an excuse, something's wrong with her, and run. And I can feel that nervousness in my gut. That's the physical symptom. And kudos to him for recognizing that pattern. Kudos to him for saying, I notice my past pattern and I don't want to run. I don't want to make excuses because that's causing me to not really get to know somebody. Or, right, maybe find a great relationship and you work through the bumps to get there. Our body is always giving us those messages. So when you get the tightness in the throat, when you get that nervousness in your stomach, when your jaw hurts, when your back hurts, pay attention to what you're thinking, what situation in your life is causing you that discomfort that then becomes a physical discomfort. It's how it works. You know, when we're in too much discomfort, we might even start to have eye or muscle twitches. Truly, those twitches, the eye twitch, the lip twitch, the hand twitch, but that's what our body does. When we're uncomfortable, it comes out in body form too. Pay attention to the body. Breathe and relax that area. Allow discomfort then and address it. Because when we're not feeling ready to change and we're not feeling ready to allow a healthier shift or let go of someone we have to let go of or let go of a situation or a job, a person, a belief, a way of thinking, a way of doing, or a way of being, we will feel it. We'll feel the tightness. We'll feel the stress. We'll feel the neck. We might feel like we're choking on our own tie. Or our jaw starts to feel really painful. And then we get to pause. Let go. Because we cannot control anything outside of ourselves. We can't. We can, however, allow ourselves to be with the discomfort. Doesn't mean ignore the situation. It just means be with the discomfort a little while. Know that you can't solve it this moment. Maybe it doesn't need to be solved in this moment. It is important, though, to allow a beautiful, peaceful energy around you. Because that's where now you can connect with your inner being who really does hold so many of the answers. So stop and go inward. Going inward is vital. And how does this affect our soul? Our soul is always urging us to grow, to evolve, to not bury our head in the sand, When we don't want to feel the discomfort, we might start blaming God, blaming your higher power, or blaming others for what is wrong with our lives. We might choose to not accept our part, our responsibility, and then in turn, we're also handing over our empowered self. It doesn't go just one. Once we decide we're not going to take responsibility and we're going to blame external circumstances, we're also handing over our empowered self. You know, as I said, our higher self, our spirit self, is always urging us to grow. Just follow me for a minute. Let's imagine God as an example. Whether or not you believe in a higher power or a God, just imagine this. You know, we're walking down the street and we keep feeling this urge to address something that we've been ignoring. We keep ignoring this tap on the shoulder, and then the tap gets louder, and now it's a knock on our head. And we don't even want to look up. We just want to, truly, some people do this, we just want to look straight ahead or look down. We don't want to look side to side, because when we look side to side, we're opening up to gray, not black, and that's where the solutions might be. So we just stay in this tunnel vision, and we don't look up because that's risky. But we can feel this big image looking down on us, giving us that look like our parents used to when, you know, we were not making a good choice, that Meg, what I used to get. And imagine just like God is right there looking down at you saying, really, Meg, can you just stop and pause? Maybe not react that way. Maybe not trying to fix a problem that's not yours to fix. Or maybe not trying to hurry through it because you're uncomfortable with the current situation. And that can be joyous things too. So many times the discomfort of not taking care of ourselves or not allowing time for hobbies is just as uncomfortable as those harder things, those problems we can't solve. That can cause us, you know, ignoring the beautiful part, ignoring the gift, ignoring the peaceful times, ignoring those times when it is time to nurture ourselves. That causes us discomfort too. We can run from that just as easily. And what happens is we're turning off so much of our divine self when we avoid discomfort with food, busyness, alcohol, drugs. Too much of anything really is a running away from connecting with the discomfort. When we feel discomfort, that is the best time to turn inward. That is the best time to take a breath and turn to our higher power, our guides, our ancestral lineage, that wisdom. When we choose to stay stuck, though, in our mental thoughts, we lose so much potential. We lose so much power. We're only as powerful, you know, as our capacity to see things from a higher perspective. And then, once we allow ourselves to see things from a higher perspective, we can receive insights that we would not have thought of with our mind in its current state of tension. Now our abilities can truly soar. Think about that. If we allow ourselves to connect to our soul self, if we allow ourselves to connect with that higher power, look up in the sky and allow yourself to take a breath and look at that face of God that is maybe looking at you with that parent look. And that, of course, is all just symbolic. I don't mean that literally. That's when we can receive those insights that we maybe have been ignoring because we've been looking straight ahead and not side to side and not up, just straight ahead and down. That's not where we're going to find the answers. We've got to open up to the discomfort to find the answers. Now our abilities, our beautiful intuitive self can really soar. Recently, I was driving with my youngest daughter and we were having some issues. And it was feeling pretty tense. There was a tightness. And a hawk dropped down in front of my car I was probably, thank God, only going like 30 miles an hour. And it came and swooped right in front of my headlights. I gasped because I thought I was going to hit it. And it was right in front of my daughter's side. It was the passenger side. Why did that hawk do that? Because there is a beautiful symbology, remember, in the animal world. The vision of the eagle and the hawk, that's seeing big. That's getting out of the tension of the moment and expanding. Look to the sky. Our intuitive ability is much greater than our human mind ability. So we get to look from the eagle perspective or get to look from the hawk perspective. way more powerful. And remember, when we're stuck, we often feel a little hopeless. We sometimes feel like we're starting over and what's wrong with me? Why didn't I learn this lesson already? When something's not working out or we don't have the answer, we should know better. However, remember, we're never starting from scratch. We're always starting from what we have learned, where we are, all those lessons, all the beautiful gifts, all those great conversations. And we can start to think of it differently. And then it can be less overwhelming. Open it up. Just like when you're rehabbing a plant, I like to repot plants sometimes. Even if the plant is suffering, I don't throw the plant away. I turn it upside down, put it on newspaper outside, and I allow myself to separate the plant from the soil. And then I repot it. But I don't throw all the old soil away. I take some of that soil, unless, of course, it's tainted with some disease. I wouldn't do it otherwise, but I take the old soil, put it in, and mix it in with new soil. I'm not starting from scratch. That's what our life is like. That's what the discomfort can be. And when we allow ourselves to tune in and maybe add some nutritious additives to that soil, but not throw it away, not feel so frustrated like everything is wrong. You know, we don't throw away the baby with the bathwater. We look at the problem and assess it. What does it need? Maybe it just needs quiet. Maybe that discomfort just needs a little time. All that we've done up to this point has been an asset, because every time we allow ourselves to learn something, to go through a problem, to walk through the muddy waters, new ways of doing things come forward based on all what we've learned so far. So let's be good to ourselves. This is spring. This is time for new, all the new buds and the new flowers on the trees, new thoughts. Let's be good to ourselves. Commit to stop running away from those feelings that we don't like to have. Instead, can we allow ourselves to evolve with them? Have those uncomfortable feelings help us become more empowered because we choose and we chose to go through and not around the pain. But we do it with kindness and with breath and patience and just allowing whatever needs to shift to shift. I wish you a beautiful week. Enjoy the sun if you have it. If you don't, I hope you get some. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being part of Soul Speak. Thank you for sharing and for liking. Thank you for commenting. And I really look forward to continuing this journey with you. Have a beautiful spring. I will see you again next week.